The following program is pre-recorded. Opinions expressed may not reflect those of Salem Media of Colorado or its sponsors. This is Life in Colorado, a radio news magazine about the issues, events, and the unique life we live in the Centennial State.
Welcome to Life in Colorado. I'm Jim Nichols, and this week we have a special guest. Her name is Sue Lee, and she is with Socket Tuum. And I thought this was a great nonprofit organization that we could talk about, especially since it is cold out and there's a lot of people out there in need. So, Sue, go ahead and tell everybody what your role is with Socket Tuum and how you got there and some of your background. I apologize.
Well, thank you. Well, I'm excited to be here. It's my most favorite topic to talk about. So the idea came to me. It's kind of one of those crazy stories. I was shopping for Thanksgiving dinner on Tuesday before Thanksgiving in 2011. And while I'm in the grocery store and all I'm thinking about is, you know, cat hair on the furniture, who's coming tomorrow for dinner. I'm not even thinking about socks. I know nothing about socks. And all of a sudden, I got this crazy idea came into my head, Socket Tuum sock campaign, socks for the homeless. And I thought, where the heck is this coming from? And I couldn't stop thinking about it. So after I got my groceries into my car, I called my friend Scylla Shimamoto, and I said, I got this crazy idea. And she goes, what? And I said, how about we collect socks for the homeless, and we'll call our girlfriends and get them to donate, you know, new socks, collect new socks between, well, like now and the end of December, because it's a holiday season. Mm-hmm. And then the first week in January, you and I will take them down to a shelter. And we didn't even know the shelter in Denver.
Right.
So we collected socks, and we got 575 pairs.
How did you go about the first time collecting 575 pair? Did you just go to the stores and just buy them, or did you have people donating?
We just asked our girlfriends.
Oh, okay.
We emailed our girlfriends and said, hey, let's collect socks. And, you know, and Phyllis would email me, and she'd go, oh, I've got 30 from so-and-so. Oh, I've got 20. And I'd go, oh, I just got 15 or whatever. And we got 575 pairs.
Wow.
And the first week in January, we went down to three shelters. And every shelter said to us, we never can have enough socks. This is the most important clothing need we can get. Nobody thinks to give socks.
Right. And that's where you lose a lot of your heat when you're out in the cold through your feet and through your head. So a hat and socks, your deal is socks. But tell us about yourself. Where are you from? How'd you get to Denver, the Denver area?
Yeah, well, I grew up on a little farm in Ohio, east of Cleveland, and I went to Kent State University, and I was at Kent State when the students, when the May 4th incident happened there. But anyways, I went to Kent State. I got a bachelor's in education. I taught 6 years in elementary school in three different states, moved across the country with my former husband, and then in 1977, ended up in Colorado. And interestingly enough, I have a really strong interest in emotional intelligence, and okay. I studied that for a while, and I taught that in some corporations and churches and organizations. But then all of a sudden, the sock idea came to me 10 years ago, and now here I am concentrating on socks. In Colorado and across the United States, actually.
Yeah, I was going to say, Colorado is a nice place to, quote, end up, right?
Yes, it is. I love it here.
Absolutely. So you were telling us about Socket Tuum and how it got started. What are sock ambassadors?
Sock ambassadors. So when we decided to, you know, go ahead and move forward with this, we had to figure out how are we going to do it, right? And so Phyllis goes, well, everybody who helps us, we'll call them sock ambassadors. So sock ambassadors is any person, business, school, place of worship, organization, anyone who collects new socks, and they collect socks whenever they want, from whoever they want, for as long as they want. So sometimes it can be a one-time thing.
Right.
But then a company might take it on, or a business, and they might go, oh, well, we'll do it every year during the holiday season, or we'll do it every year in February. And through that simple system, we have done over 800,000 pair of socks in 41 states.
Since 2011. Say that number one more time. I kind of got lost there. Say that one number one more time.
Okay, we've done over 800,000 pair in 41 states.
Wow, that is a lot of socks and a lot of zeros.
It's a lot of socks and a lot of zeros. And
yes.
If you put a dollar amount onto that, because you can easily average that, it's easily like $3 a pair of socks.
Mm-hmm.
We've put back into the community a tremendous amount of goods and making a difference. Our youngest sock ambassador, by the way, is in kindergarten. So it doesn't matter what age anybody is, they can be a sock ambassador.
That is awesome. That young one has a good head on their shoulders. They have a long road ahead of them, but they're starting out right?
They are. You know, and when you get kids to do it, it's amazing, because elementary schools are, many schools are great being sock ambassadors, and many elementary school children really get into it, especially if we talk about the need for the socks for children.
Right. I have Sue Lee joining us today. She is the founder of Sock It To 'Em. So what is so important about socks, besides it keeps your feet from, you know, touching your shoes?
You know, we didn't know anything about socks. And what we discovered, I'm still shocked by it every day, because, as I said, socks are the number one clothing need. And the reason it is because people who are homeless, that they're walking a lot. The average person who's experiencing homelessness walks 3 to 15 miles a day, and their shoes don't fit properly. And so if you have one pair of socks on and the dirt and grime gets down in between the sock and the shoe, and as you're walking, it deteriorates, the friction, it starts to fall apart, and then they get wet and they really fall apart, and they have hardly any way in which to wash their socks. And so the socks fall apart really quickly, you know, or they get so bad, they just take them off and throw them away. Then they don't have any socks on. So they really need to have new socks on a constant basis. But one of the main things that a lot of people don't know is that one of the main reasons a person who is homeless goes to the emergency room is a foot issue.
Wow.
And
I never thought about that.
Yeah. They're very serious foot issues. And they actually not only can lose part of their feet, but they can also lose their life. So it's really serious. So the best way to prevent those foot ailments from happening is for them to have clean, dry socks to wear on a regular basis. So we're not only helping to keep them warm and showing that people do care about them, because when you get a pair of socks, it's kind of like getting a hug.
Right, right.
You know, isn't it? You know,
cause yeah.
Socks feel really good when you put them on, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Brand new socks, nothing like it. Nothing like it. So
they feel awesome, yeah.
So you see more men or women or children benefiting from Sock It To 'Em?
Oh, that's a great question. When we first started, people were always giving us more men's socks than anything, because that's who we often see out on the street, right? But there are men, women, and children who are experiencing homelessness. And the number of women, I don't have the numbers right in front of me of that, but it's like 30% of the populace are really like single women with children
Oh, wow.
who are homeless.
Yeah,
and so we have to remind people always to give us socks for men, women, and children. And then people don't think infants. And we have a group that we give socks to for newborns, and they really need about 200 pair a month.
Oh, my gosh. That's a lot of socks. I have Sue Lee joining us today. She is the founder of Sock It To 'Em. So I was looking through your website. What's a sock drawer? What is that? Explain that to the listeners.
You know, it's funny. The first time that hit us is like we were thinking, we were talking to actually some mayors, and I had said, you have a sock drawer, I have a sock drawer, but the homeless don't have a sock drawer. And then we thought, wow, what about trying to get sock drawers into schools? So in Colorado, there, seeing how this is a Colorado show, there's about 21,000 homeless children who go to school. So what we're doing is, you know those plastic three-drawer systems you can buy that often you have a kid who goes off to college and, you know, they have to have some extra space, right? And it's three drawers. It's about 2 feet high. Mm-hmm. We get those drawer systems. We fill them with socks, and we get them into Title I schools. And so that's a big part of what we're really trying to do, especially in this coming year. We have sock drawers in about 40-some Title I schools, but we really have a push to try to get about 20 sock drawers out in the next couple months.
And those are in schools, and so the kids, if they need socks, they just go to the sock drawer, grab some socks.
So isn't that great when you think about
it? Cool.
So a teacher or somebody in school can realize, oh my gosh, this kid really needs socks. And Title I schools, about 70% of those attending the school are at poverty line or below poverty line. So teachers can say to a kid, hey, go down to the nurse's office or wherever, and they could discreetly can get a pair of socks or a couple pair of socks, put them in their backpack, put them in their pocket. Nobody's going to know. But it's a way to help those children and those families because, you know, they're struggling to just make ends meet. So to be able to have new socks is really helpful for them.
Absolutely. I remember being a young man, well, junior high, I guess, and we were a poorer family. And, I remember walking around in holy socks and holy shoes during the wintertime. So, yeah, I totally get it. I wasn't homeless, but I feel the pain. I feel it.
Yeah.
I see the need.
The same way. Yeah. So. My family was very, I wore my brother's hand-me-downs, which were, I hated it, but that's what I did.
That's what you got. Yep. I had the same deal. How do you get the socks to the people in need? Other than the sock baskets in the schools, how do you get the socks out there to people?
Well, what we do is when we first started is that we get the socks, and then we were taking them down to shelters, services, and agencies that serve the homeless. And we just found that was just being taken up too much of our time, you know. And so what we do now is shelters, services, and agencies, people that help take care of those people who are, you know, in greater need, they come to us. So they come to our storage unit, and what we do is we count, sort, and bag the socks into big, large, clear plastic bags. That way, when we give the socks to someone who comes to pick them up, like today, a gentleman who does Feeding the Hungry of Homeless, Feeding the Hungry of Denver, Jim Sharper, he came today, and I gave him about 900 pairs of socks. So he came to me instead of us going to him. And anyways, we put socks in big clear plastic bags, and it'll say on there, for instance, 120 pair of men's socks. So they know, they literally can see the only thing in this bag is socks, and we know the only thing we've given them is socks. But they come to us. Now, SOC ambassadors in other states, they have to do all that. They organize that.
Okay.
And they will get them out to shelter services and agencies.
Wow. And you said 41 states?
Yeah, we've have touched base in 41 states. And to be honest, like right now, we have we love our website. When people go to our website, I get submissions every day, submission forms on my website. Today, I just got one from Minnesota, somebody who wants to do a sock drive in Minnesota. The other day, I had somebody out in California. The day before that, I had some, like, two people in New Jersey that don't even know each other. And, you know, so, yeah, we are active in other states.
That is awesome. So how can we help as the listeners that are listening to the station right now in this show? How can we help get the effort to get the socks on the feet, the people that need them?
There's two ways. One is to do a sock drive or a sock campaign. So we encourage anyone who wants to do that, if they have a business, that if they want to do a sock drive within their business, or if they have children in school and they think, oh gosh, my middle schooler, they could do this. They would be great, you know, or
right.
Somebody who's a Girl Scout or a Boy Scout, and they can contact us through our website to ask us how to help them do that. But for instance, like Valentine's is coming up, and so February is a great month. It's cold. Look at all the snow we have. Mm-hmm. It's a great time to think about other people. So we encourage people to do a socks equals love sock campaign.
Well, that's cool.
And we also encourage people to do stuff like, you know, a little competition sometimes is great, right? So we sometimes suggest that, you know, have a sock it out competition. And we like to play around with our words.
Right. Yeah. I was gonna compliment you on that one.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, so they can sock it out and see, you know, which department raises the most socks, which class raises the most socks. We always encourage everybody to be creative and get a cardboard box. You decorate it and, you know, say, hey, collect socks, and this is where the box is, and drop your socks off in the box. Then they get to us. They call us or connect with us via our website, and then we get the socks, and we count, sort, and bag them and get them out to people. And then the other way people can always help is because there's always the need, of course, for funds. We're a 501c3. We're an organization like any other organization. Mm-hmm. We have certain costs, but we also, you know, then can buy socks. And so through our website, they easily can make a donation.
I have Sue Lee joining us today. She is the founder of Sock It To 'Em. It's a cool organization where they give out socks to the homeless and help out homeless shelters. And, you know, it's always important to keep your feet nice and dry and clean. So you've been in this since 2011. Other than that first year that was so impacting, do you have any cool stories that you could tell about, you know, something
yeah.
that like really impacted you in the last 11 years?
Yeah.
Math.
one of the main ones, this one is so in my mind and in my heart. I was driving down Santa Fe, and it was snowy. It was like it is now, but very snowy outside. And so it's snowing, and I'm running an errand. And the light changed, and I stopped at the light. And at the corner of Santa Fe and Farmers Parkway, there was this elderly gentleman holding a cardboard sign, and it's snowing. And I always carry socks on the seat of my passenger seat of my car. And I wound down the window, and I'm handing him out a pair of socks. Now, when you first do that, he doesn't know what I'm handing him, right?
Right, right.
And then all of a sudden he looked and he went, socks, you're giving me socks. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And life changed. And as I'm turning the corner, I could see, and I'm trying hard not to cry right now, I could see him bending down, and he was taking his feet out of his boots, and he was barefoot.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's putting the socks on, and I was crying as I was driving to Home Depot. And I just thought, I'm so grateful. And, you know, and that really hits you that, wow, for this, that man, that was such an important thing to happen to him that day, to receive something as simple as a pair of socks. And it's just crazy how much it, what it means to those people who are out there. So one of the things we also suggest to people is put a package of new socks on the seat of your, front seat of your car. And when you come to somebody on a corner, hand them out a pair of socks.
There you go. That's a great idea. Because we, I mean, we take socks for granted. I mean, we always have socks. Our dryer eats at least five socks a month, right? So we take them for granted. And I'm that's, this is awesome thing that you're doing with this organization called Sock It Out. I mean, sorry, Sock It To Them.
Yeah.
You're going to sock it out with the sock drives. I get it.
That's right.
So, so what is your website to that we can go check out everything that you do that involves socks?
Well, thank you also again for this wonderful opportunity for the exposure. And people can go to www.donatesocks.org. So donatesocks.org, and that takes you to our site, and there's lots of ways people can interact and be active on it. So we look forward to people responding, because the only way we can keep making this social impact one pair of socks at a time is from people like your listeners who might decide to help us out.
That is a, that's an awesome idea. So do you, I don't remember if you mentioned or not, do you have a drop-off location to we could just go here, one spot, like a, I don't know, a garage somewhere?
Right. Not right now.
I no.
Mean, you know, people, we do at different times throughout the year have them. There is actually one that's always active, and that's at, that's Hellerstein and Brenner. iVision, of all places, they've been sock ambassadors since 2012, and people can always drop off socks at their office, and they are located at the southeast corner of Orchard and Quebec.
Okay, very cool. Any other information that we may have missed that you want to get out there before I let you go?
Oh, not... No, just that we thank everybody, and it's an important thing. And just that if people, if everybody who's listening would just think when they put their socks on in the morning what it really feels like, and that they can make a difference in somebody else's life by helping give that feeling back to them by providing socks to us, that would be fantastic, and we'd appreciate it.
That's awesome. And like you said before, buy a new pack of socks. Put them on your front seat, in your glove box, whatever. And if you see somebody on the corner, they might have socks. They might not have socks. Go give them a pair of socks. I think that, that's
absolutely
an awesome idea. All right.
Yeah.
Sue Lee has been our guest today. She's from Sock It To Them, and she's the founder, the originator, the high priestess of socks. Thank you very much for joining me on the show today, Life in Colorado.
Thank you.
That's it. I'm Jim Nichols. This has been Life in Colorado. Thanks for listening.
If you have questions or comments about today's program, please call 303-750-5687 or email us at lifeincolorado@salemdenver.com. Life in Colorado is a public affairs presentation of Salem Media of Colorado.